USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump tweeted today that he's demanding the Department of Justice investigate whether the FBI infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes. His demand comes after days of threats by the president and his allies to expose the identity of an alleged FBI informant who interacted with Trump campaign officials in 2016 while the Bureau looked into potential ties between the Russian government and members of the campaign. Two people are dead and several others injured after a man drove his vehicle through a popular restaurant in Bessemer City, North Carolina. Officials say the driver, Roger Self, is in custody. Authorities say it appears the incident may be intentional. One of the fatalities in the crash is Caitlin Self, the daughter of the driver. Gaston County Sheriff Alan Cloninger says the victim was his colleague.
Been employed by the Gaston County Sheriff's Office for 4 years. This young lady started out as a detention officer, worked her way up to deputy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin tells Fox News Sunday, because of progress in trade talks with China, the Trump administration is holding off on placing punitive tariffs on up to $150 billion in Chinese products.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework. The president has been very clear since the first meeting with President Xi in Mar-a-Lago that we are going to reduce the trade deficit. We have an agreement with China that they will substantially agree to it.
President Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on as much as $150 billion in Chinese imports to punish Beijing for allegedly violating American intellectual property and unfair trade practices. Kentucky Derby winner Justify won the 143rd running of the Preakness Stakes. Justify has the chance to complete the Triple Crown on June 9th at the Belmont Stakes. Trainer Bob Baffert.
Main thing, we just listen to the horse. The horse will let us know, you know, how much it took out of him. You know, he's run on two tough tracks.
Justify is now 5-for-5 in his career. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A product for kids since the 50s has just been granted a new trademark after all of these years, this time for the part of the product that nobody can actually see or feel. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
When you see Play-Doh on the label, you know it's America's favorite modeling compound.
Now its maker, Hasbro, has announced that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has officially recognized the distinctive Play-Doh smell as a registered trademark of the brand. Hasbro describes it as a sweet, slightly musky, vanilla-like fragrance with slight overtones of cherry and the natural smell of a salted wheat-based dough. Oh, the senior vice president of the company says by trademarking the iconic scent, it will help protect the brand for years to come. Play-Doh first hit the store shelves back in 1956. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel speaks to the media after signing with the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the Canadian Football League.
I'm just excited to be another one of the guys. You know, I know there's a lot of hype around it. I know there's a lot of cameras in here, but for me, you know, I'm humbled to be here. I'm very excited to be here.
It's not a given that Manziel will start for the Tiger Cats. He still has to beat out Jeremiah Mazzoli for the starting job. Manziel is a former Heisman Trophy winner and 2014's first-round pick. Mazzoli was a two-year starter at Oregon, but Coach Chip Kelly kicked him off the team after he was involved in multiple issues of off-field misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.